This is James from the Gym Polycast. On this episode, I'll talk about a TikTok trend that starts off like this. What is a conspiracy theory that you 1000% believe in? Here's mine. It's kind of a doozy. We live in a fascist democracy. To some, that will sound crazy. To others, that will sound like a duh. Kind of duh, you know. To me, it's kind of obvious. You know, fascism at its core is benefiting the wealthy and corporations over the working class, utilizing the government to oppress the working class so much so that they have no voice. That way, the wealthy can exploit the working power of the working class and make tons of profit, which then benefits the government and the government officials because they get a windfall of money. And wouldn't you know, that's pretty much exactly what's happening here in the U.S. Our government really doesn't benefit anyone that makes no money. You have to be in the top 10% of wage earners in this country in order to have the government even listen to you. And when you couple that with lobbyists, revolving door, corporate donations, all these easy money to politician type channels, you get a government that really does nothing but benefit the corporations and the wealthy class. And when you look at wealth and income inequality in this country, it is so slanted towards the wealthy that it goes beyond a model oligarchy. Well, what could possibly go beyond an oligarchy? Well, that would be a fascist government. Now, fascism goes hand in hand with authoritarianism, and I don't necessarily think that's right on the nose. It is fascism with this illusion of freedom. It's not necessarily real freedom when we have so many people in prison, when we have a system that can lock you up for crimes that have no victim. You know, when you have people working constantly to make ends meet and only to have their buying power just stripped away from them in an instant because of inflation. And that makes the wage theft over time even worse because the people in this country have not seen their wages keep pace with their productivity. And, you know, that is a huge reason why so much wealth is concentrated at the top. You have a group of people that are being oppressed by a private system as opposed to being oppressed by the government. And I think that's what makes this whole entire point that I'm trying to make tricky. Because fascism, from what we've seen, has been instilled by the government. I think fascism in this country is being instilled by the private corporations who are running away with our government. Whether they're doing it intentionally or not, I don't know. That's where the conspiracy theory comes in. They could be doing it intentionally. You know, it does really benefit them to be in a fascist government because the authoritarianism can oppress the working class and the profits go through the roof, which is weird because it makes you wonder who they think they're going to sell it to. But it doesn't matter. The overall point is, you know, right now as it stands, our government doesn't represent the will of the people. And wealth and income inequality in this country it's crazy. The income distribution is so far off that it goes beyond a model oligarchy. And you have to wonder what goes beyond a model oligarchy. Fascism. It's the only thing that I can think of that does, because it's authoritarian, even more so than an oligarchy would be. You know, what do we do to stop it? You know, I've said numerous times that in order to get everybody on board, you have to pass Elizabeth Warren's Anti-Corruption Act. But the other token, you also have to talk and discuss things with the wealthy. They have to see that, you know, you don't have to give, and you know, all of the money to yourself and take all of the power to yourself. You can give it to us and we'll still benefit you, but we're going to benefit ourselves too, like we should be able to. You know, it shouldn't be this we have to take everything to survive type mentality. Our country and our people should be seen as an investment. And if we can get the government to represent the people and have the wealthy understand that investing in our government is an investment in our people, maybe we can end what I see as private instilled fascism over our democratic government. Anyway, that's all I have for this conspiracy theory episode of the Jim Polycast. And again, you can take what is conspiracy and what isn't to your own interpretation, I suppose. For me, I think it's kind of the truth, and explains a whole lot. But like I said, that's all I have. Thank you for listening to the Jim Polycast. Be sure to like the Jim Polycast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have a good night.